After 2 days of nearly round-the-clock negotiations, the success of the UN conference hinged on one point. Would the U.S. delegation agree to a proposal by the developing nation bloc, the G77, for rich nations to give more financial assistance to poor nations to develop clean technology? UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who had addressed the conference earlier in the week, returned to Bali to make a last-minute appeal for flexibility.
You have in your hands the ability to deliver to the people of the world a successful outcome. I appreciate that you have worked very hard for many days and nights, but let me be clear, your work is not yet done.
Shortly afterwards, the assembly burst into applause when the head of the United States delegation, Paula Dobrianski, made a dramatic announcement. The U.S. was dropping its opposition to the G77 plan.
So with that, Mr. Chairman, let me say to you that we will go forward and join consensus in this today.
The chair of the G77 countries, Munir Akram, said developing countries had to struggle at the conference to make their voices heard.
We, the developing countries, have had an uphill battle at this conference to project our legitimate interests. We have had to fight every inch of the way to secure reflection of our objectives and interests.
The consensus is being called the Bali Roadmap. It took 13 days, a day longer than planned, for agreement to be reached. The roadmap officially launches the most ambitious plan yet in the battle to reduce man-made greenhouse gases, which are thought to be warming the Earth's climate. The new climate change treaty will be the subject of 2 years of negotiations. The new treaty will eventually replace the Kyoto Protocol on Climate Change, whose term expires in 2012. Under U.S. pressure, the roadmap did not include the specific emission reduction targets that most of the participating nations, led by the European Union, wanted written into the document. The U.S., backed by Canada and Japan, said specific targets should be set during the negotiations now set to begin. The roadmap did, however, say a report by the U.N.'s panel of scientists, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, should be used as a guideline. The roadmap placed the IPCC's recommendation for a 25% to 40% emission reduction target in the footnotes. Negotiators will be charged with finding ways to reduce greenhouse gases and help developing nations with clean technology and financial assistance. Nancy Millia Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.